This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More Russian missile and drone attacks on Ukraine this morning, most targeting energy facilities as winter approaches. Cities in the south and east are getting hit. And a senior U.S. intelligence official is saying that Russia is now running short of precision weapons, like cruise missiles, among other munitions. You can now apply for student debt relief on the federal government's website. President Biden says 8 million Americans already have.
A new student loan application is now open. If you have federal student debt, please visit studentaid.gov. It's easy, simple, and fast. And it's a new day for millions of Americans all across our nation.
But Republicans and some Democrats have said this is an unfair handout for college graduates. A congressional committee says it appears former President Trump's company was making a lot of money off of taxpayers during his time in office. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The House Oversight Committee says Donald Trump made more than 500 trips to his properties while he was president, and the Secret Service was charged room rates of more than $800 per night at least 11 times. Documents show two charges of more than $1,100 a night. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney sent a letter to the Secret Service saying the exorbitant rates point to a possible taxpayer-funded windfall for former President Trump's struggling businesses. The Trump Organization denies the allegations. The former president's son, Eric, says the Trump family is likely the first family in American history to have not profited off the United States government.
Authorities say the man suspected of killing six people in a series of shootings in Northern California has a criminal history that includes drug crimes. Stockton police arrested Wesley Brownlee on Saturday. The price of gas keeps dropping. Gas is $3.87 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Candidates for governor in Georgia hold their first debate.
Incumbent Republican Brian Kemp says he will not push for additional abortion restrictions beyond the so-called six-week heartbeat law that went into effect after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Kemp also tried to blame gun violence on street gangs.
The largest, fastest-growing segment of the population that's buying handguns and firearms is African Americans and females. You know why? Because the criminals are the only ones that do have the guns.
But Democrat Stacey Abrams points out street gangs did not shoot six Asian women going into a gun store, getting a weapon, and murdering six women.
We have a governor who has weakened gun laws across this state, flooded our streets with guns by letting dangerous people get access to those weapons.
More than 4 million people could vote in Georgia, more than half likely before Election Day. I'm Tim McGuire.
Thanks to the Atlanta Press Club and Georgia Public Broadcasting for that debate sound. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.